I pull into your driveway without hitting that curb all weird, but whenever I back out, I always turn in a dumb way or something. How's it going? Successful Kickstarter operator?
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's going good. Been busy.
Yeah. How's it all starting to come together? Or should I just wait for the backer updates now?
Here's the weird thing. I don't like backer updates, personally.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, sometimes they're pretty spammy.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like they're trying to get something out of me. Like, more.
I never
like that tone.
Okay, tell your friends.
Yeah. So I'm trying to, you know, keep it down. Mike Korn convinced me last night. He's like, you should probably send something that says we got fun, you know, that we hit it.
Yeah.
And just say thanks. I was like, I guess. You know? I don't want to waste one of those updates. So, I don't know. I'll send one out a week, I guess.
Yeah.
But definitely not like, hey guys, why don't you check out this other, you know.
We've added new stretch goals if you want to put more money into this thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, look, I got to work.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm really happy that we've got this done now, but holy shit, now I got to get to work.
You should just have your update be that. Like, hey, we got funded. That's great. There may be an additional update or two here and there. We've also got the blog on the site, and I'm going to go build this thing. So don't expect a ton of updates until there's more to show or something.
Yeah, well, I should have sent that last night. I sent a real quick one. It's like, hey, we got funded. We're working. Here's what I'm working on.
Damn. That's good enough.
It's good, though. The exciting part is, you know, not that we just hit our thing, but I'm not really doing anything to promote it.
Right.
And we're just getting, you know, we're not getting a ton of money every day,
mm-hmm.
but we're getting, like, if this was a product that was out, we would be very excited about, like, how much business we would be gaining a day.
Right, yeah.
So I'm pretty happy about that.
Cool.
Other than that, holy shit, you get a lot of fucking spam.
Oh, like as soon as you started?
Yeah. From like just Kickstarter leechers.
Oh.
There's like all these types of people that have just set up businesses that all they do is leech off of Kickstarter backers.
They're like, we know how to market your Kickstarter.
Yes.
Like that sort of shit.
Yeah, those kind of people. People that are like, hey, when your Kickstarter ends, we've got an exciting way for you to take pre-orders. Hey, when you're, you know, if you need to market to people on social networks, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right. Yeah, that sucks.
And then you'll get other Kickstarter people who have Kickstarters that aren't going very well.
Yeah.
That just message, like, successful ones.
Hey, here's our thing. Like, what do they want you to write about their thing on your thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, the spamminess around every facet of Kickstarter is really a fucking bummer.
But you know what? It's not necessarily Kickstarter. It's just the fucking internet.
It's just everything.
Yeah. So
it just gets concentrated into a tighter time frame, I guess, by Kickstarter. But there's which adds an element of desperation, which then makes some of the updates like that we get about like, hey, we just launched a Kickstarter. You need to write about it.
Yeah.
Like, no response. Hey, you gonna write about our Kickstarter? No. Like that stuff, I don't like that aspect of it.
The good things we did, which I'm thankful we sent it over to Max before we put it out.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, just simplify this. It's like, get rid of all these fucking rewards. It was good to hear. Because I didn't really want those rewards kind of in there to begin with.
Yeah.
And it was me just being like, oh, I This is what you do. Yeah. They need dumb things. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, just put your product on there.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty nice. I've started building, like, proper sites now. Mm. Now I'm, like, in that phase of it, which is fun, because I'm just trying to build very simple themes, like, nothing, like, super blingy, but, like, really core on functionality. So I built this podcast one over the weekend, which is just, like, a list of kind of, like, album covers, you know, for each episode.
Right.
And then it's got a player that's on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But as you click through the site, the player...
Oh, it's a persistent player.
Yeah. And then just add, like, a little blog on it. But the other bits was I was like, oh, this is great. I'm not building a fucking mega site that has, like, 70 billion features. I just need to worry about making the podcast page awesome.
Right.
So I was able to, like, add forms in there that's like, oh, I'm going to attach cast members, and those cast members are either regulars or guests.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see, like, oh, I just want to see the ones with, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's, like, all the, like, the Earwolf site has a lot of stuff like that around their podcasts, where it's like, here's the list of everyone that's on it. You can click and get, like, a bio for the guest, like, their headshot.
Yeah.
And then here's every podcast in our network, not just one show, mm-hmm. that has, that this person's appeared in. That's useful. Good at driving to Southern California.
Yeah. Do you have, what do you listen to on the way? Like, is that when you
Listening to the, like, satellite radio rap stations most of the time.
Oh, see, I need somebody talking to me.
Yeah.
More importantly, I actually need people talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I want to listen in.
I had downloaded a bunch of podcasts to my iPod brought them thinking that, like,
hey, this is a good time to listen to some...
Yeah, there's like a, you know, 3 hours of Stone Cold Steve Austin talking to Paul Heyman that sounds like it's probably the fucking greatest shit ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really needed it. I don't know. I was just kind of listening to music the whole time.
I listened yesterday when we drove in to one of those What the Fuck episodes, and it was with Lewis Black.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... awesome.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's a playwright.
Okay.
Like, went to the Yale Drama School.
Oh, wow. Okay. Like, not like, just like, not like, this is my new career, yeah, like, exactly. Now that comedy.
Yeah. We're like, hey, you have to realize I'm a guy who hit it big when he was 48.
Yeah.
You know, right. Like, I had a life before this.
Huh. That's cool. I can't listen, like, that show to me completely depends on the guests. Like, there are just, most of the episodes I just don't want to listen to at all.
And I find his, I think his IFC show is not great.
I've heard it's not.
I don't think he's an actor at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not, like, the insecurities that he have do not come off well.
Mm-hmm.
In that form. But yeah, I like the comedy stuff. I just like hearing people's stories.
Yeah. I don't know, there's something about stopping at truck stops along I-5 and seeing all the, like, here are the services we offer to truckers, and it's like, we got beds here, you want to rent a bed?
Yeah, you want a shower?
You want a shower, you want us to, we'll wash your truck?
Yeah.
And here are a bunch of, like, busted up arcade machines and like claw prize machines over here in the corner.
Yeah. Do you need something for your kid?
Yeah.
You just forgot about your kid again, didn't you?
Get him a CB radio or a cool hat. I don't know. Need some DVDs.
I was kind of blown away when I learned that those claw things just work once every certain time.
Mm. Yeah, it's just the pressure is.
Yeah, I mistakenly thought that there was some level of, you know, skill to it.
Well, I mean, there can be. You know, if you do know how to hook the prizes just right and are aware that it's going to be like a super weak grasp, I think you can still kind of play to that and occasionally pluck something out, but so I remember talking to Seth Killian about just like fighting in guys and how they will compete at anything and try to, like, figure out what little way to exploit every little thing. And then they would just, there would be guys in that scene that he knew that would just, like, go clean out prize machines like that all the time. So they had figured out exactly how to do it. So what do you have left to build?
We are building our billing stuff right now. Obviously, that would be kind of the last thing.
Yeah.
Mike is working on the relationship stuff. He's got that one kind of done now. Now it'll work both ways. So yeah, the actors to movies. On the movie page, you'll not only see the actors, but if you go to the actor, you'll see all his movies.
Yeah.
And we had to think of some clever ways to make that work. So essentially, when you add that form field to a form, like let's say you add actors on the movies, we also behind the scenes add movies to the actors page as well, so that that's all available there.
If that page is already like designed and stuff, how does it know where to add it?
Well, it's just the form where it adds.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Still.
You know, display is the other.
Yeah, with everything with webhook, if you've moved past the scaffolding and you're making edits after the fact, then you just will add the code side is easy.
Right.
It's just copying and pasting a little
piece. Template tag or whatever.
But if you didn't happen to have all that, it would just regenerate the scaffolding for you.
Yeah. That's cool.
But it's fun. I'm starting to get, you know, our draw has now gone past Giant Bomb, so we're getting, like, actual designers and web dudes and stuff, which is kind of fun because some of them are sending, like, what is this magic? and then other ones are just sending, I got, like, a long, long email the other day from a guy who was basically telling me, like, you are going to take down this entire company. Like, you need to be marketing this to, you know, raw, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really funny with this company. I'm going about it in, I don't know, a great way. Kind of like how, you know, how you approach Giant Bomb with it. Where you're like, I'm just going to do what I like to do.
Right.
So I'm not marketing it towards anybody specifically. I'm just trying to build a good product and hopefully people do something with it. But yeah, now I just need to build I'm building themes, so I think I can build about one a week, which mm-hmm. will leave me probably with, like, maybe six good themes at the end of it. So I'm doing this podcast one first, just because I had told Rich I'd build him a site.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that one. I think maybe the next one that I'll do will be build a video game studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll see. Maybe I'll contact one of the guys we know and see if they just want a free site.
Yeah.
But that'll be a good theme for people that,
right,
you know, they've got their game and they just want to put something up quick and
yeah.
change some images, and they'll have a nice site.
It seems like something that could work for, like, a band or something, too, without yep. much...
Yeah, so that was the nice part with the building that podcast thing, is we had to build that persistent player.
Yeah.
So now I'm... Now I'll have that for the band site, too. Mm-hmm.
Are you doing anything that ties into any kind of Shopify or any kind of other store thing?
There are store solutions that are JavaScript-based, but I always feel that... people are going to do, like, a store. Like, if you're going to build, like, a store, yeah. you're not going to use us.
Yeah.
If you're going to build a, you know, news site or a podcast site or a, you know, video game site or something, and you want a store, you'll just go to Shopify and put it at store.your website.
Right.
There are ways that you can do that other stuff, but it's, I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to focus on it too hard. I'm trying to keep my usual craziness at bay and just be like, no, it just does this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can kind of get that out there and then, after the fact, go crazy on certain aspects.
Yeah.
Like, as an optional thing.
See what people yeah. want.
Like, okay, they need a box to submit stuff from users that then ends up somewhere. It's not just a mail to form or something. Or
you need a template? What template you need?
You're
a premium customer. You get
yeah,
this is,
I know, yeah.
This is part of your premium right. support this that is, you get.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I need a site for me that is able to integrate what I'm doing on Tumblr, because the community aspect of Tumblr is valuable. So it's useful for me to continue to answer questions there rather than have people sign up for another ecosystem. Or,
so what do you need on the rest of the site then?
Like I need something that is maybe like a portfolio site. Let's say for example, I were to get onto the speaking circuit or something.
Okay.
Like a blog that was like, hey, here's what I'm up to.
So how about, like, you need appearances is the way that I see it.
Yeah,
both, like,
yeah.
your previous ones that have links to,
right.
like, where you were previously
yeah.
existing. Like, oh, here I'm in these things. It's kind of funny. I was actually thinking of something like that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, you know what? I'd like, I always forget what I showed up on.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just, like, something where it's, like, when I did it, I just go in and add, like, oh, I was on that Tested podcast.
Right.
And I was on that Giant Bomb thing, or... yeah, I can do that. And then you just need it, basically, to pull in the Tumblr part.
Right.
As a...
That's RSS.
As
like
a Tumblr.
It already exists, so yeah. It's the thing that people don't realize, like, because occasionally people ask, like, you know, why don't you do this question stuff on Giant Bomb, or, like, you know, why don't you, you know, like, if you should have your engineering team build this functionality into Giant Bomb. Like, well, yeah, but, like, Tumblr is a community unto itself. It's its own crazy thing.
Yeah.
So part of it is just kind of exposing what I do and what we do to that audience.
You know, you live outside a Giant Bomb.
Right, right.
In certain ways. And that way you have ways to answer outside of it.
Yeah.
All right, I will work on that theme.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting what I call it. I think I might just call it, like, Internet Celebrities.
All right. I bet Patrick would benefit from something like that.
Yep.
So you're like, he's
yep.
got
no,
a similar
I'm sure,
site that he...
I'm sure you know a bunch of people that yeah. it would benefit from. So I'll work on that. But yeah, that's the fun bit that I'm liking about it. It's like, I'm actually getting to use it now.
Yeah.
And the actual building the site part takes me 2 hours. The design mm-hmm. part takes longer.
Right.
That takes me... You know, I'm a pretty fast designer, and mm-hmm. I'm a pretty no-frillsy style.
Yeah.
So I can get that done usually in a turnaround of like a week. Like a full realized site, I can do in about a week. But it's really cool to me that I can do just the, like, here's how I'll set the site up
right.
in
yeah,
about
like
2 hours.
What are these pages going to
yeah.
be? Yeah. I could use a band site also.
Yeah.
And
what would you want on the band site? Host all your MP3s for you, obviously.
Yeah.
Has, again, it would have like a gig section, which you would turn off.
Right. You know, ideally you'd need like a photo gallery, like an image gallery thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll all be in there.
Yeah. I would almost see like an album page. I mean, you'd want to yep. do it two ways, right? Because like, in my case, I would just want to have the MP3s there for people to download.
Yeah.
No. But other people would want like off-site links to selling them and stuff, you know? So you'd need a way to, like, if people wanted to just set it up in a preview mode where you could sort of listen to snippets but not download them or you know, whatever, not easily download.
Or they just want to link off.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like, hey, listen to these samples of these songs and go here to buy them.
Well, those are two themes I can definitely build.
And then if you're talking, like, movie-to-actor relationships and, like, media coverage blog thing, that would be the other thing I would consider.
Media coverage
blog? Like, covering a medium of some form.
Oh, you mean, like, hey, you want to build a news portal?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was thinking
of... You know, a blog, not even necessarily a news portal.
Well,
yeah,
I consider it more than... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to have topics,
mm-hmm.
and the topics are whatever the fuck you just built.
Yep.
The topics page has the list of all the stuff that's in there and has like some extra info, maybe. Yep. And that'll also be in there. Because I want somebody to. I would like to build something right now that lets people, if they want to go be a Kotaku or whatever for whatever they like,
right.
that they can just kind of get going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, totally.
So.
Do you have, a link builder sort of thing for those pages? Like, if you had an actor page or something like that? Is it, like, highlight the person's name, click link, and it searches?
Highlight the person's name, click... What do you mean?
Like the Giant Bomb text editor of highlight game name, hit link, it searches against the database?
Oh, that part?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That part is a little harder, but you know what? We could probably get there. The things that we don't have that you're used to that I built into Giant Bomb is the the media asset searcher, where you like want to add an image, that we can get there, but that won't be there when we launch. But
I think that would be a useful thing for someone if they want to start a movie site or something. Like, I need an image from this movie because I'm writing about this movie.
Yeah, dude, I invented it. Yeah. I know how. Yeah. I know how powerful it is. We'll definitely get there with that kind of stuff. I think one of the other things too is on this blog, you know, this default blog one that I'm going to build. I think it's important to have like just some default CSS for like article styles that are like, hey, if you want your article to look like this,
right,
or like this, or like this, you know, do you like the, you know, skinny text column, you know, images that reach outside of the, you know, the reading area, the more stylized look? Do you like a big font, you know, New York Times style thing?
Right.
I'm going to try and get a couple of those in there so that no matter what you build with your, with the WYSIWYG, there are some default styles that you can just like throw in this
article,
one.
This, the articles will look all right. Don't worry about it. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because I know that stuff's tedious to design.
And I'm sure for like most of the people using it, it would be one of those default styles, probably fine.
Yeah.
At least right out of the gate.
So yeah, there's not going to be, you know, tons. There'll be like half a dozen things that'll be for a specific audience. But I think that they'll be as good a just click and go sort of thing that that you can get. I played some Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
What do you think?
It's Dark Souls.
Yeah.
It looks great. Little PC.
Yeah.
Like that's a good looking game.
I was watching Brad play some of the PC version a few weeks ago. I thought, like, yeah, like, you know, it's high resolution, all that sort of stuff, but you look at the models and stuff, and you're like, well, they made these for a old console.
It's also, like, that's never been there. Like, you want to talk about things that they are very poor at?
Yeah.
UI, terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are absolutely terrible at it. They are pretty terrible at, like, look up close textures.
Yeah.
You know?
Those guys just got bought.
I saw. I was surprised that they weren't bought by somebody more important.
That Katakawa company is actually
pretty
big. Like, they have their hands in a lot of different shit, so it's not too weird.
I'm not so much excited for the next, you know, whatever, Dark Souls game or something.
Mm.
I'm more excited for the Western developer that decides to clone it.
Right.
Because I'm sure somebody's working on that right now.
Yeah, you'd think.
Mm. You know who would be good for it? Gearbox.
You think, really?
Yeah. I bet if you melded, you know, the Borderlands-y kind of stuff with the...
It's like comedy Dark Souls.
Yeah. With, you know, a little bit better loot.
Sure. Yeah. Huh. I don't know, man. I want to know what Gearbox is doing. Like, they're... Like, with them not developing that Borderlands game purely themselves... They still have that that Brothers in Arms, like that Inglourious Basterds game, Furious 4.
Oh, that's right.
Probably still exists in some form, and they are theoretically the owners of the Duke Nukem IP. So it's bound to be something embarrassing they can do with that.
I think it'd be better. You know what I would do with the Duke Nukem IP if I owned it? I would just put him as a side character in another game I was building.
Yeah.
So, like, in that Inglourious Basterds game, just throw Duke in there as, like, an enemy. You know, as, like, a boss battle. I think people get excited about that.
make him a playable class in Borderlands.
Yeah.
Tell you now, we're gonna need to stop for gas on the way home.
Okay. We can eat too.
Yeah. I like this plan. Maybe we'll take calls on the way home, too. I got that figured out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I did that on maybe Wednesday or Tuesday. I forget. Did it one day last week. Like, it's a bummer because if someone's already on the line and someone else calls, like, there's an audible beep when a call waiting comes in. Maybe I can figure that out. Like, turn off call waiting or whatever. Mm. And also all the voicemails that come in at that point get sent to my phone, not to my Google voice box. So it ends up just spamming my voicemail.
But you never really do you use voicemail?
Not really. I mean,
remember I used to have that voicemail? Do you remember my voicemail that was basically just, hey, it's Dave, I don't listen to voicemail? I remember Mike and Shelby were so offended by that. They were just like very mad.
Yeah.
It's like, just send me a text.
Yeah.
The worst ever to like listen. You know what every voicemail is? Hey, can you call me back?
Right.
Here's my number at the end. I'm going to say it once.
Right.
It took me 30 seconds to say this. Why don't you press fucking play again and listen to it for 30 seconds?
Yep.
It's terrible. Just send me a text.
Yeah. I mean, I would just, you know, even to me, the only useful thing about voicemail is seeing like, oh, here's the phone number of the person who called, or here's who called me. I'm just going to call them back instead of listening to the voicemail. I had a couple people get really offended at that idea, too.
Yeah.
It's like, because, you know, you just call them back and they go, so what do you think? I'm like, what do you think about what? Did you listen to my voicemail? I was like, fuck no, I didn't listen to your voicemail. What the? Come on.
All right, we got, speaking of questions, we're coming up on the bridge here.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I have that phone on my desk at the office. I've had that number for, I don't know what it is, a little over 2 years now. I don't even know the voicemail password on it. Like, it rings, I just look at it and go, like, it is not my phone, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, any questions?
Chat has gotten behind the action.
Somebody's saying, Dave, would you webhook good for building databases or auto-scripted list-based websites? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
You'll have to reformat that question. I don't know what an auto-scripted list-based website would be. Also, by the way, my wife was laughing so hard yesterday that She was crying. I thought, like, somebody in her family had died. I was upstairs. She was down. I came downstairs. I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? She's like, she was just laughing hysterically. She was looking at an Onion article that was just a click-through of, like, look at these depressing table corners. And that was the entirety of it. It was just, like, a click-through of top 10. It was, like, top 10 most depressing table corners. And it was just, like, scuffed-up table corners. Should I support my local mom-and-pop game store or just continue to buy from Amazon?
I mean, you always have to weigh the convenience of, like, you know, what do you value more? Like, the convenience of having things delivered to you or the ability to, like, have a local business that carries that stuff? I mean, I think that's going to be a different answer for everyone. There are no mom-and-pop game stores near me that I know of, near us.
So he's asking, will you have integration with SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Amazon, or iTunes with webhooks, musical pages? Yes. Like, we basically have this one form widget that's called Embedly, which means you can pass in a link, and then it essentially scrapes that page and pulls that data in. So for SoundCloud, that would pull in all the SoundCloud details. For Amazon, it would give you, you know, the title of it, the description of it. But it'd be up to you to put it in the page. So more than likely, we'd build you a band page that would, by default, have uploads in it. But if you wanted to, you could just change that one widget out and put whatever you wanted in there. Somebody is linking to the Onion article. It is 12 shocking table corners we wish we could unsee. And, like, some of them weren't even scuffed up. It was just that they were, like, weirdly, like, round.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
Am I still playing Hearthstone? Yes. Not as regularly. I'd say I'm probably getting about a dozen games a week, which to me is...
That seems like a lot.
But it's short, you know? It's 5-minute games, maybe. When's the last time you played pinball?
I mean, I always go back to Pinball Arcade every time they put a new table out, because I'd always buy the season, so I'm playing fake pinball pretty frequently.
But real pinball.
It's probably about a year ago, like, when I was out of PAX East. I went to a pinball-focused arcade with Rich. Played a bunch there. I'm trying to think if I've played any since then, but...
I was very tempted to play pinball during one of my wife's bluegrass gigs.
Mm.
I saw a pinball machine. I was like, oh, shit. It's like, oh, that'll probably be loud. I don't think I can play that. I don't think she'd like me playing pinball. Someone's asking, what's my best arena record in Hearthstone? I think I've won... one time I won 8 games. Which I thought was a fluke. Mm. It just seemed like I got some good early cards. I mostly play very turtly. I play almost like how I play an RTS game. It's like I just put all the things that taunt.
Yeah.
Like big fat enemies that just sit there and taunt. And I play... a shaman, so his big ability is that he can cast like a bloodlust thing that for one turn will give all your characters like 3 extra damage.
Yeah.
So I like to load up these turtly characters and then I'll pop bloodlust.
And then do all your damage there.
I'll take off half their damage. So I play like a wait and see game.
Yeah.
Like, let me just sit. I just want to make sure I have...
Like, if they fuck up and let you build all that stuff, they're done.
Yeah.
But if they cut you off early, then... Yeah.
And so I just sit...
Murloc Rush deck takes you out, then.
Yes. I just sit and you know, hex their stuff, whatever they throw up. I don't even care if it's like tiny enemy. Yeah. Like I don't save my cards and I just load up my turtles. And then hope that I get the right card for a good spot. Yeah. People are saying, I feel that method is not practical enough. And you are probably right. I do not. I'm not a guy that sits on YouTube forums or YouTube videos and watches like pure strategy stuff. I don't think that I'm a very good Hearthstone player. I like playing the Shaman, though. Hmm. I like putting cards on the table.
Yeah.
And the nice part about...
to play.
Yeah. The Shaman's pretty good because he can just always throw a totem up. Mm-hmm. But the reason I like putting the taunt characters up is because the Shaman's got a bunch of good, like he's got a bunch of weak cards that if you leave up, give you an ability. Mm-hmm. Like he'll put up a health totem or a damage totem or you get a card every turn this thing's alive, but they all only have like one health, mm-hmm. which means they're super weak, but if I can stack those behind like a nice turtle character, then I'm set.
Mm-hmm. I had originally just flying at your car all the time, and some of them make it, some of them don't.
Jeff, I'm going to turn the stream off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can tell you a private joke.
Okay. Fair enough. See you later, chat.
We'll see you guys.
You have to hit stop, and then we'll ask you some questions. And just say later.